Out. All right, we are recording and I think we're at go. All right, welcome. We're all Stardust, and The Trip with Matt McKibben is a podcast that takes you through the trip we call Universal Experience. Together, we will explore the exponential and positive impact of innovative technologies, both social and technical, created every day. First off, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Ama Healing Co. Ama Healing Co. is a company I co-founded last year, which brings healing, balance, and wellness to our planet by providing the highest quality hemp products. It's the cold-pressed juice of hemp, delivering over 100-plus beneficial compounds found in the hemp plant. Ama helps you maximize your homeostasis in the body by allowing you to become your best self naturally. In the times when we need to be calm, centered, focused, and relief from anxiety, try Ama. You can try it for a 5-day starter pack for just $12 with free shipping. And you can check out the link in the show description below. Last week, we covered social evolution and social singularity with Max Borders, the concepts of how we become a better social safety net than the current top-down hierarchical systems that are being strained today. This week, I wanted to show another example of social evolution happening in action. Today, we have Mark Jeffrey, founder and CEO of Guardian Circle, to discuss his community emergency response network. Mark Jeffrey is an award-winning serial entrepreneur and author with HarperCollins. His previous companies include The Palace, backed by Time Warner, Intel, SoftBank, sold with over 10 million users, and Zero Degrees, a business social network sold to Interactive Corp. He was the first CTO of Mahalo, Inside.com, backed by Elon Musk, Sequoia, and others. He is an early pioneer of blockchain technology, having published Bitcoin Explained Simply in 2013. Wow, that's early. And The Case for Bitcoin in 2016. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Hey Matt, thank you so much for having me. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Awesome. Where are you based in these crazy COVID times?
I am in Los Angeles, specifically Marina Del Rey.
Okay. All right. Everything going over there? That's one of the hot spots that's happening here in the United States.
Yeah, it is. Thankfully, Marina Del Rey is sort of, we're sort of on the outskirts of most of Los Angeles, which is really good right now. So it's actually pretty quiet around here. And I'm hoping it stays that way, frankly.
Yeah, right. As we get into kind of the peak of this pandemic. I guess, you created Guardian Circle. I want to give a little bit of background of like what that is and why did you create this? What trend do you see? What are the problems in existing emergency services?
So Guardian Circle, we call it Friends and Family 911. That's the easiest way we found to explain it. Community Emergency Response Network is another way. Basically, it's an app. You download it, you get your friends, family, and neighbors to also download it, and then connect with them in the system as guardians, which is just like being friends in Facebook. And then sometime later, one of you has an emergency. When you do, you press the alert button in the app. That sends out a signal to all the other apps that you're connected to, all your other guardians. Their phones start blowing up with a klaxon noise. It sounds really horrible, but that's good because it's an alarm. And then when they click through, they're brought into this kind of situation room, where there's a map at the top, shows everyone's current location, and a chat room at the bottom. So in under 30 seconds, everybody knows where everybody else is, and everybody can talk to everybody. This is the important part, whether they knew each other beforehand or not. They probably don't know each other. They probably all know you. But getting all of your responders instantly communicating, like your mom and your neighbor, during your emergency might save your life. So that's what it is. The reason why I decided to make this was my girlfriend had a stroke, and she's fine. I like to say that right away so nobody's wondering.
Good to know.
But she was all alone in her garage and for about a half an hour. And I happened to come home at a weird time and find her, brought her to the hospital, everything's fine. But I started replaying the series of events. I'm like, oh my God, she could have died. She could have been paralyzed. And there was about seven, there were seven people or so we discovered later that were very close by. Some neighbors, some people driving by. I was in my car pretty nearby, but she was drowning in help, but she had no way to reach it. So I was thinking, my initial thought was, oh, somebody, I pictured Guardian Circle in my head and I was like, somebody must have done this. So I just have to go find it, download it. And I found what I was very surprised to find that nobody had done this. There are a lot of people that had done panic button apps, but nobody had the concept of the situation room, which enabled all this instant communication between the responding parties. Nobody had done that. And to me, that was like, that's the second half of the problem. You solve the first half of the problem, the electronic scream for help, but you don't provide the instant communication and situation room for the responders. You might as well have done nothing, right? So So that was a concept. That's how we came up with it.
And that was how many years ago? When did you start this company?
4 years ago. So we launched it at the Launch Festival, which is, you know, sort of a TechCrunch-like thing in mid-2016. So that was when the first version on iOS only came out, because you have to launch at the Launch Festival, right? That's the point.
Yeah, right.
So,
right.
So we did. And, you know, it was kind of ratty, to be honest with you, for a couple of years. We just didn't have the resources to do it right. So we went through a couple different iterations. We came out with a version for Android. We did an API so that alert device manufacturers could plug alert things like fall detection, crash detection, little pendants with buttons on it. So all kinds of things could be plugged into it. We were a partner on the Women's Safety X Prize, which was all about making those little devices. Mm-hmm. So we did all those things. And then we did a token sale during 2018 or so. And the reason why we did it, so we had this idea. So the reason why we did it is because we discovered that where this thing had the most value at the time was in places like India and Brazil and places like that. And what we kept hearing, the refrain from the crypto crowd was, you know, where crypto is going to have the most impact is in the developing world, where people are unbanked. So, and in our universe, 6 of the 7 billion humans on Earth have no 911. 4 billion of them are unbanked. So I was like, wow, if we can, you know, mash these two things together, provide a rudimentary financial system plus emergency response, that could be magical for, you know, most of the world. And so, so that was the primary reason why we got into it. So we had a successful token sale. We sold about 3.5 million worth. We spent about 1.3 million on the product, the Guardian Circle 3.0 version, which we finally came out with in November of last year, which is the first version I'm really, really proud of. It finally worked the way, like, you know, we all pictured in our heads initially. So, and then the remainder of that cash in the bank shrank very quickly in the crash, right? So, but we still, I mean, we spend very frugally, so we still have most of it. And much like Hanukkah, as we spend it, it like sort of goes up again. And so we're always sort of at the same level, right? So,
and you're building and you're releasing things, and you have you know, an amazing board of advisors. I saw Peter Diamandis is on there, and Russell Rose, and people in the space. And so, you know, like, as we're, you know, we're American centric, you know, one of the things that I think you told me at one point was like, when you call 911, they don't actually even have a way of necessarily knowing where your location is. This is kind of an advance in infrastructure in that sense too.
Yes, a lot of people don't know this. When you call 911 from a mobile device specifically, they have no idea of your location, which is surprising to a lot of people. Everyone just kind of assumes that they do. And the reason for that is the 911 system was never upgraded for money reasons. I won't get into it, but nobody wanted to spend the money on it. There are some attempts to, there are things like E911, but it hasn't really gained adoption, and that's supposed to solve the problem. And it's so bad that John Oliver, a couple of years ago, did a bit called 911 Sucks, where he, where John Oliver's inside 911 calling 911 and they can't find him. So, you know, it's like a 9-minute bit. It's up on YouTube if you're curious.
Wow, I haven't seen that one. So when you call there, so this is an API that, you know, would existing infrastructure, existing 911 services, emergency services be able to plug into your then infrastructure in the future?
Great question. So the answer is yes. We haven't announced this yet, but we've announced a little bit of this. We're working on a deal with another emergency company that does have a call center and is well-versed in 911-like emergency response. Think of it more like concierge 911, where they're there for you definitely within a few seconds of you pushing the alert button. So we're going to integrate with them and offer a optional paid service where they know your location. They know the location of all your guardians, right? Because they're in the alert room also. And they have the phone numbers of everybody, and they know the relationships of everybody. So that is just vastly more knowledge than a regular 911 call gets, right? So that product's going to be rolled out sometime this year.
That makes sense as a concierge service on top. And so I guess the basic app though works in any jurisdiction on the planet that has location services and a and an internet, correct?
That is correct. The base product is free. It will always be free. We feel this is our, you know, sort of Gary's our gift to the world. This is the part of the company where we do good. And anyone can have any number of guardians. So any number of response, you can have 100, you can have 10, you can have 2, you can have 1,000. We don't care. You can generate any number of alerts, whatever, however many number of alerts your guardians will put up with, right? So, so we don't limit that in any way. So that will always be true as long as we exist.
And how does the blockchain cryptocurrency kind of fit into this? You know, we say it's kind of a decentralized or bottom up kind of thing, but how does the token work to like help the users?
Yeah, so we have a token called, it's called Guard. Mm-hmm. And it's based on Neo, so we're one of the strange heathens using the Neo blockchain, but we like it for a lot of technical reasons. There is a full, you don't have to worry about that though, because there's a full Guard wallet in the app, mm-hmm. and it only deals in Guard. And when you send Guard, you send to a human face and a name. There's no, you never look at crypto addresses. It's not part of the UI at all. So the way it's used is, the way you get it is, you earn Guard as rewards for helping us provide safety. So as you add value to the network and add more safety, mm-hmm. in the form of more humans, so referrals, or answering alerts, you earn Guard. Also, after an alert is over, every user has the opportunity to tip or reward all the responders in Guard. We line them all up for you on a little screen with a little plus and minus, so you can decide who helped you the most, who helped you the least, and with one button push, one click to tip everybody, basically. So that's the way in which it's used sort of on the front end. On the back end, well, eventually, this is not true now, but when we release the paid product, you will be able to pay for that in Guard, and we're gonna give you a steep discount. So you'll be able to pay for it in fiat and Guard. So dollars is how probably most people will pay for it. Mm-hmm. If you pay for it in Guard, we'll give you a steep discount. So we're gonna play the same game that Binance plays with BNB, right? You know, same thing. So people are going to want to acquire Guard, right? So right now Guard is worth pennies, right? Like most cryptocurrencies start off.
Of course.
And so it's a good time to start collecting it now. As more people start using Guardian Circle, we think that the crypto Guard will become more popular also. So
right.
We'll see.
And what happens, so if you're out in the wilderness and you don't really have signal, can you still kind of, does it take like a small amount of data to send that emergency out?
You have to be connected to the data network in some way. We can't, I'd love to be able to bend the laws of physics and say, it works everywhere, but unfortunately, laws of physics apply to us also. So yes, you do need a data signal of some sort. It could be Wi-Fi too. Or if you're plugged into a mesh network, it could be that. I've just never seen a mesh network that actually works under, you need sufficient density for that to really work. And I've never seen anyone get to that sufficient density yet.
Not yet. I guess Starlink is going to come out one of these days and you'll
get it. I mean, Starlink would solve all of this, right? So no matter where you are, if you're in the middle of the deep desert, you're good, right? So.
Right. And so are you seeing active kind of increase in this, like downloads and people? Because, as COVID and the pandemic starts to kind of really take hold, especially in the United States, I imagine that the emergency response people are, services are being stressed. One with, calls for the hospital and emergency, and they have to have like a lot of hazmat. But two, just from, they may not necessarily be able to respond to all of the minor kind of calls. What's the effects going on there?
Oh God, yes. We are definitely seeing a massive increase in downloads. So, our marketing challenge before all this was trying to convince people to think about a time of emergency in advance, which everyone's like, nah, F that. I'm like, maybe it'll happen, but probably it won't. Yeah, that marketing challenge has gone away. That's for us, that's kind of the good news. The reason why a lot of people are downloading it when we talk to them, especially in New York right now, you're starting to see a degradation of the existing 911 response.
Really?
Because of COVID. And specifically, the officers are getting sick. There was an article that came out the other day, 6% of all officers are now off the force because they're ill. It looks like it's going up to 10% very quickly. So that's a lot, right? Like 10% of the police force off the streets. We're conversely seeing a sharp rise in 911 calls. There was an article in New York Times yesterday that the 911, the EMTs are terrified. It's like 9/11 all the time, and it's increasing. So the call volume, the demand is way up, the supply is way down. And on top of that, we're also seeing articles in Cincinnati and a few other places, Philadelphia, where the cops are now no longer enforcing crimes. So sort of the lower level crimes, like things like burglary, you know, low level home invasions, things like that. They're just not enforcing the law. So the idea of friends and family 911 community emergency response has gone from sort of a nice to have to, oh my God, we better have this.
Yeah.
So people are, that's the biggest thing driving our downloads right now, is that and phenomenon.
Do you see kind of grant funding from, I imagine that once this is kind of put into the perspective of people that need this, do you see kind of grant funding from some of the emergency COVID, like family foundations or like the Gates Foundation or those things saying, okay, how do we protect and lift up the social safety network?
Grants are always welcome. We don't have the connections to those folks. So if you have them or anyone listening to them, to this has them, we would absolutely appreciate more gas in our tank. We can do a lot more faster.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about us being able to scale as we are right now. Fortunately, we prepared for this very, very well over a 4-year period, worked out the kinks in the app over a 4-year period. So there's just more features we could add, more response options we could add. So there's more we can do. It's just, I don't have those connections. So if someone else does.
Right. Well, if someone's listening and they have connections to people that can help fund our social safety network in these emergency times, please contact Mark Jeffrey for sure. What I was going to say, like, what are the plans for the future? Do you see more of these emergencies currently happening now? Do you have a way of like logging all of the emergencies that happen and see the growth in the network?
Yeah, we do. So there, one feature that we added fairly recently, like, and by that I mean like 6 months ago, is a transcript. So the system logs everything that happens in the alert room. So just to be very clear, because a lot of people have this fear, we are not tracking your location all the time. Your guardians cannot just sort of log in and see your location. It's not like 360. It's not like that at all. So your location is only shared when you're in an alert room. And the second you leave, your location is once again private. So we do have sort of the equivalent of the 911 transcripts. We can see all the alerts. If you created an alert or responded to an alert, you also have access to all those transcripts. So so that knowledge is forever preserved. We are going to, in the future, we're sort of headed this way, but we got sidetracked with, well, COVID, putting that information on a blockchain so it is immutable, right? Logs are a great thing. 911 logs or 911 call logs, or in our world, Guardian Circle alert logs, should be immutable and tamper-proof and evidence. So we are going to eventually put them on the blockchain. But for right now, we're storing them centrally.
Yeah, right. Well, you have to store them centrally until the blockchain infrastructure is more mature. Yeah. And there's that. Okay, so yeah, recording all those permanent things, because I can see that in the future, that being one of the pieces of evidence of any emergency that happens is, did they hit their emergency personal response building? What then, like, you know, drones or what other surveillance things come to the space that they hit the emergency and go out to get a feel of what's going on?
The other thing too is, I mean, we have a problem. It's more prevalent in other parts of the world, but law enforcement faking things, lying about things. You know, and to be fair, we have alert. We have bad people, bad alerters who are also con artists, right? So, this chain of custody in the blockchain, evidence of the transcript, could be very valuable in those cases to surface the truth. So, yeah. You had asked also where we're going in the future. One thing I haven't really talked a lot about is our API. So I did talk about the fact that we have this API for alert devices and other apps.
A little bit more, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So the idea is that, you know, if I'm being attacked, like if you're attacking me, Matt, like which you might do at any time,
right.
It's going to be very difficult for me to open the Guardian Circle app and push the button, right? It's not very ideal for that situation. What you really want is some device on your person that is maybe a ring with a button on it. It's probably the best one I've seen. So I just push that button. That sends out the Guardian Circle alert. All my guardians get an alert, and it has a special message in it saying, Mark pushed his Ring device. So he's not looking at the screen right now like he normally is during an alert. So he can't hear you, but he pushed his Ring device. So he's probably in trouble. You guys should organize a rescue for him. And it's probably an assault, right? So it kind of knows probably what it is. So that API is done. And like I said, we had 88 XPRIZE contestants build devices and plug them into Guardian Circle on the phone system in India. So it's been pretty well battle tested, right? And we also plugged Amazon Alexa into it ourselves. We are working on Siri and other voice integrations. We're working on crash detection integrations with car manufacturers, although that's sort of taking a backseat in the current crisis. But the idea is we're just going to plug a ton of things into it. So having lots of different ways that that alert can be set off. One you might not think of, wander detection. It's one of my favorite ones because it's a little bit funny. If grandpa gets confused and wanders too far from the house, breaks a geofence, that can send off the alert, right? So there's all kinds of things that you might not be thinking of right away.
Imagine like a heart rate monitor or breathing or anything that, you know, even in the future, you could have like your diabetes, if your blood, you know, glucose goes up or down too much, you could trigger an emergency response.
You got it. And it's something like 911, regular 911, there's no API, right? If you invent some cool new way that detects a problem and wants to send official response, you cannot do it right now. There's no way to do it. So we provide an API to this new 911 grid and your friends, family, and neighbors. Right, you have now an API to your friends, family, neighbors, which that's new in the world. So we're going to keep pushing in you know, new and better kinds of response, new and better kinds of alerting. Those are two kind of directions we're pushing in at once.
Awesome. All right. Well, that makes sense. I'm really glad this exists. I have downloaded the app before, but I haven't had it like invited all my friends to do so yet, because we weren't living in emergency times at the time, but I wanted to play with it. And I'm always a fan of new and decentralized technologies. So I guess I would say, like, how can people find you? What's the next steps? What, you know, can they download? There's a new version that's out now, right?
There is. So we are on Guardian Circle 3.1. It's out for iOS and Android. You download it. It walks you through, you know, setting it up. One of the things we ask you to do is give us access to your contacts. And we don't, you know, we're not spying on you. We do that because we want to make it real easy for you to invite people and basically just tap add on whoever in your contacts you want to add. And we take care of figuring out whether they're already in the network and sending them an in-app Guardian invite or helping you formulate an SMS message or email invite so that they definitely get it and hopefully join up and connect with you as a Guardian. So the other thing we do is as you invite people and they accept, we reward you with guard. So you'll see, you know, your phone will be sitting there and all of a sudden it'll go bling, it'll be like, you've got guard, right?
Right.
You know, the guard reward just pile up. It's usually like within 24 hours of a successful referral. So there's a few other things that'll trigger that as well. So
And that makes perfect sense for the referral network, just getting all of your friends on this and then you're kind of safe in emergency. So it's guardiancircle.com, is that correct?
Correct, guardiancircle.com.
And what we'll do is we'll share in the on the social posts and in the show notes, we'll share the trip, Matt McKibben's referral link. And because I want to earn that guard for sure. And make sure that you and your friends, you know, download this app and get safe in these crazy times. I really appreciate you coming on. I think this is going to be it's one of those social safety nets, one of those social evolution things that I really want to make sure that everyone's paying attention to and is safe in these times. So,
thank you so much, Matt, for having us on and helping us get the word out. Very appreciate it.
Really appreciate it, Mark. Bye.